At the White House this afternoon, President Bush signed the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. The legislation makes it a crime to harm a fetus by assaulting a pregnant woman. The bill gained support in Congress after the death of a pregnant California woman, Lacey Peterson. Her husband faces murder charges in the deaths of both Peterson and the fetus she was carrying. Social conservatives from both parties praised the law, arguing that the unborn deserve distinct rights under federal law. But opponents say that by defining rights for a fetus, the law puts further restrictions on access to abortion. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president signed the new law in a ceremony in the East Room. Joining him on the stage were not just the bill's sponsors in Congress, but also the mother and stepfather of Lacey Peterson, whose disappearance and death have attracted nationwide attention. The president today thanked them for their presence and spoke of their loss.
They have laid to rest their daughter Lacey, a beautiful young woman who was joyfully awaiting the arrival of a new son. They have also laid to rest that child, a boy named Connor, who was waiting to be born when his life, too, was taken.
Also standing behind the president were several other relatives of victims in cases less well known than Peterson's.
As these and the other families understand, any time an expectant mother is a victim of violence, two lives are in the balance, each deserving protection and each deserving justice.
The bill signed by the president passed by wide margins in both the House and Senate. It covers a fetus from the moment of conception. In fact, the new law is known as Lacey and Connor's Law. It would not, however, apply to the Peterson case. Officially, it only covers federal violent crimes, including terrorist attacks and drug-related violence and crimes that take place on federal property, like military bases or national parks. The president's opponents say his support for the law is another way for him to reach out to social conservatives in an election year. But Jack Pitney, a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California, says it's more than that.
It's an issue that President Bush himself believes in. But it's also a way of appealing to the conservative base without alienating moderate voters, because there are a lot of people of all political persuasions who want to take tough action against violence involving unborn children or fetuses, as the argument may be.
Those who oppose the bill, however, worry that a law that grants rights to a fetus could lead to the erosion of abortion rights. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi today said she has great sympathy for the families in such cases. She says, though, the answer should have been to pass alternative legislation that would have put in place much stiffer penalties for violent crimes against pregnant women. That, she and others argue, would have provided justice without trying to define when life begins and without attempting to undermine the legal basis for a woman's right to an abortion. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.